Sakta Helga Mishnah Vaiter. So the loiva has to have karka in order for the principle to work. What if he has a beehive? A beehive? What's that to do with karka? Well, a beehive rests on the ground. So kaveras devarim. What's the din with a beehive? Devarim means bees. Kaveras is the hive. Now, there are different types of beehives. Some are mamish like glued in, cemented to the ground. Hakel moidim, that's karka. There's no machlokes about that. Some stand on posts. Everyone agrees that's a keli, that's not karka. But sometimes it's resting on the ground, but it's not connected to the ground. Here's where we have a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer says, even though it's not connected to the ground, reike karka, it's like it's on the ground. And as a matter of fact, says the Batan Ruf, you want to buy it, you have to buy it with the kinyonim that work for karka. There's a certain way to acquire karka, there's a certain way to acquire movable objects. For karka, it's either kesev, shtar, or chazaka. And the same is true for this beehive, according to Rabbi Eliezer. It's karka. Real quickly, let's try to explain a little bit better. If I want to buy karka, so I make up how much I'm going to pay you, but what makes it my karka? At what point do we say it's mine, not yours? So there are kinyonim. And the kinyonim are either kesev, we use kesev as the kinyon, a shtar, or chazaka. I do things on the karka, which shows I'm the owner. For metaltalim, for movable objects, there are different ways of acquiring it. Just by giving money, it's not mamish yours yet. Maybe you have to lift it, maybe you pull it. There are other kinyonim. But for karka, it has to be keser, shtar, and chazaka. Zok Rabbi Eliezer, you want to buy or sell a kaveres, a reike karka. Then the kinyon is the same kinyon as for karka. Second of all, the kaisvin ala prosbol. In another way that I'm showing you, says Rabbi Eliezer, that a beehive is considered karka, you can write a prosbol just because the loiva has a kaveres. Vaiter of the ena mekabelis tumme b'mekayim. Here's a third halacha to show us that it's karka. If something tame touches it, it does not become tame if it's positioned in its place. If something tame touches ground, the ground doesn't become tame. Same is true for the kaveres dvarim. And a fourth halacha that shows us it's karka is v'haroida mimena b'shabbos chayiv. If someone takes honey out of it on Shabbos, he's chayiv for taking something out of the ground on Shabbos. So this is the biggest chiddush in a sense, because it shows us that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not just that the kaveres dvarim is considered karka, but the honey inside is considered like something growing from the karka. That's why if you remove the honey on Shabbos, it's like you removed something from where it's growing, and one would be oiver on the malacha of cutting. Where do we see this? The pasuk says, by Yoinasin, who was Shaul's son, by Yishlach es kitzei hamata, asher biyadai, he extended like the tip of the stick that was in his hand, the yitbaloisa, and he dipped it in biyaras devash. Yaras devash, yar is a forest. A forest of honey? What does that mean? But it teaches us, just like when it comes to a forest, if you rip something out on Shabbos, you're chayav achatas. Same is true for honey. If you remove it from the kaveres, one would be chayiv. But the chachamim disagree. The chachamim maimrim, eino kekarka, does not have a din of karka. It has a din of a keli. And if you're going to buy it, you have to acquire it the same way you would acquire a keli. The ein koisvin alei prosbol. And if the loiva just has a kaveres dvarim, that's not enough. The loiva has to have a karka, and you can't write a prosbol only because he has a beehive. If something tumah touches it, even though it's in its place, a permanent place, it does become tummy. It's not considered like touching earth. And if you remove the honey on Shabbos, you're a potter. That's not called removing something that is growing from the ground. It is still, however, even according to the Chachamim, to remove honey on the Shabbos. You can see more in the Taisus Yom Tov about that. Okay, so housing over our Mishnah, what's the din with a beehive? Rabbi Eliezer says it has din of karka. And he gives us four practical nafgaminas lehalacha that is considered karka. Do you remember what they are? The first is in regard to kinyonim. You acquire it the same way you would acquire karka. Kesef, shtar, chazak is what would work. The second is in regard to prosbol. If the loiva has a kaveres devarim, you can write a prosbol. The third is it's not mekabel tumah if it's positioned in place the same way ground is not mekabel tumah. And the fourth is, if you remove honey on Shabbos, you're chayiv, And the Chachamim disagree on all these things.